You know, obviously, that was a nice team win. You know, we beat a good football team today. Tampa is a team that will be in the playoffs. Excellent defense, excellent offense, special teams. You know, our guys really fought hard for 60 minutes, and that's what I was most proud. That, you know, we started out playing hard in the beginning. We ended up playing extremely hard, and that's what you got to do. You can't turn the football over against a team like that. The one turnover we did have, we had a chance to put the game away. They got it back, obviously had a nice drive, but when we had to, we came up with a few runs, obviously, to end the game, and that's the way you want to do it. You want to find a way to finish it, and just the way we did, and very proud of them. Well, to be honest, when we signed him, I wasn't exactly sure. You know, I watched what he has done through, you know, his years with Tampa Bay and obviously Arizona. But I knew we had a special guy because I had talked to enough people to let me know that, hey, you want this guy in your locker room. And it's a guy you definitely want in your locker room. He's got everything that you look for in a person as well as an athlete. And he's demonstrated that both on and off the football field. So he made some big plays today, a couple big third downs that we needed. And obviously very happy to have him. Well, the defense played extremely well, obviously. You know, a team that's been moving the football very well and came up with some key plays and made the plays when we had to. Yeah, that was our game plan coming in. I was very pleased with Jay. You cannot go downfield against this team and expect to win. You know, that's why they've had the turnovers. That's why they've had the touchdowns and excellent pass rush. A very disciplined secondary. You have to take what the defense gives you. We miss a number of third downs by a yard, you know, here and there, and our defense stepped up and made some good stops. But we had to make the plays. We made them. We stopped ourselves a couple times with penalties and managed field goals instead of touchdowns. But, you know, that's why you win a game like that. You've got to be very disciplined, not turn the football over, because if you do, you'll lose. Well, yeah, the object is to win, and, you know, that's the bottom line. If you got fine guys fighting hard in the locker room like we did, you feel good. There's a lot of key plays. You can go through the game. A lot of people remember the plays at the end of the game or close to it. But you got to fight. You got to keep on fighting. And our defense fought even though we gave up that touchdown. They made a couple plays, and then they have us backed up on the 11-yard line with three timeouts left. And, you know, we throw the football, make a play, and shows you the confidence that we have with some of our guys because we knew they were going to be an 8-9 man front. We knew they were going to call a timeout, and we threw the football there, and Tony made a nice catch, and then we had a couple runs in a row to utilize your timeouts, and that's where you win games. So I'm very pleased with the total effort of the team. Pardon me? To be honest with you, I knew it was going to come. You know, I knew we were going to get better as time would go on because we've got too many quality guys working extremely hard together. And, you know, for a team that hasn't had a sack for a while, not exactly sure how long it's been, but I know it's been a while. And it's nice to come up with a few big plays. But we'll keep on getting better defensively. We've got a good group of guys that work extremely hard. And that's what it's all about, getting better each week. And I thought we got better today. Well, to be honest with you, you know, it starts in practice. Since he's been here, he's been very consistent. And, you know, we end practice, or on Wednesdays, we always end with a long field goal. And he's made it from 70 yards consistently to 60 yards. Every Wednesday, we have it somewhere between 60 and 70 yards. And he's very consistent kicking that. So when he's got a 55, 56-yarder, you know it has nothing to do with the distance. It's going to have the distance. You're just hoping that he has the accuracy. And he's been very consistent in practice. That's why you give him the opportunities in the game. But, you know, the thing that really people don't notice, I'm sure this room does, is his kickoffs. You know, it's nice to have a weapon and an extra guy on special teams with his ability to kick the ball off as well. So he's done a very good job for a young player. He's handled a lot of pressure because, you know, we all know what a great player Jason Elam has been for this organization and how many clutch field goals he's kicked through the years. And very hard to fill those shoes, but he has stepped up and has done a great job. Hopefully he can keep on doing that. I don't want to take anything away from Jason, because there was none better than Jason Elam, both on and off the football field. But when someone does go, you like a guy like this to step up and get the job done. Well, that's why you have to have depth. You know, we've talked about that before. Anytime you lose great players, it's tough. Obviously, Brandon Stokley, we know what he can do, and we don't want to overplay him because he's been such a pivotal part of our third down package. But when Eddie does go down, there's four wide receivers dressed. Somebody's got to step up, and obviously he did. I really don't know. We got a few guys that are a little banged up, and Eddie looked the most serious, but I'm not really sure at this time. I know he went in there to have an MRI in his ankle, and I know it was quite sore. But to what degree, we'll let you know when we know. You know? No, he was not active. Obviously, he had a death in his family, but we were not going to activate him anyhow. We felt like we needed an extra player on defense. We went with seven linebackers, seven defensive linemen, because some of the things we were doing on defense. And when Boss went down, we needed that depth, and we thought it would help us on special teams as well.